This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's parliament speaker said Sunday the international inspectors may no longer access surveillance images of the Islamic Republic's nuclear sites, escalating tensions amid diplomatic efforts in Vienna to save Tehran's atomic accord with world powers. The comments by Iran's parliament speaker, aired by state TV, further underscored the narrowing window for the U.S. and others to reach terms with Iran. The Islamic Republic is already enriching and stockpiling uranium at levels far beyond those allowed by its 2015 nuclear deal. Hundreds of masked Hamas fighters brandishing assault rifles paraded through the streets of Gaza City, and the group's top leader appeared in public for the first time. The defiant show of strength came on the first full day of a ceasefire that halted the group's war with Israel after 11 days. Also, Egyptian mediators held talks to firm up the truce that ended the fourth Israel-Hamas war in just over a decade. In the fighting, Israel unleashed hundreds of airstrikes against militant targets in Gaza, while Hamas and other militants fired more than 4,000 rockets toward Israel. More than 250 people were killed, the vast majority of them Palestinians. Lava from a volcanic eruption continued to flow in parts of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma. Mount Nyiragongo, one of the world's most active volcanoes, erupted Saturday, sending panicked residents from the nearby city of Goma evacuating. Nyiragongo last erupted in the year 2002. It killed 250 people and made 120,000 people homeless after the lava flowed into Goma. This is VOA.